Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. In Huron County, a quiet stretch of Huron County has been shaken by a deeply troubling case now moving through the courts. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says what began as a medical emergency quickly turned into something far more disturbing. On the evening of March 1st, staff at McLaren Thumb Hospital alerted dispatch after an elderly woman was rushed in by ambulance in critical condition. She was unresponsive, severely malnourished, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect. Investigators report the 71-year-old woman had been living under the care of her adult son at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. When deputies arrived at the residence, they described finding conditions that were not just unsanitary, but overwhelming. The home was filled with waste, garbage, and what officers called an unbearable odor. As the investigation unfolded, deputies received word that the woman, identified as Kathleen Holdwick, had died. Her son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and is now facing a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond, but prosecutors say the case remains active and additional charges could still be filed. Authorities are continuing to piece together what led to the woman's condition as the community grapples with the shocking details of the case. In another Huron County news, a high-stakes legal maneuver unfolded today in court, Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, as Rustine Renee Benham entered a guilty plea to operating while intoxicated, but wasn't just any plea. Despite a breathalyzer reading a staggering 0.207, more than twice the legal limit, prosecutors agreed not to pursue the more severe high BAC enhancement. In a strategic trade-off, the people secured a guaranteed conviction, dropping a charge for refusing a preliminary breath test in exchange for Benham's admission of guilt to the base OWI. The court accepted the plea, acknowledging it was made knowingly and voluntarily, setting the stage for sentencing on April 16th at 10 a.m. This deal highlights the intricate dance between justice and expediency, where a high BAC didn't automatically translate to the highest possible charge, all to secure a swift resolution. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at more Huron County news, a floating dream that winter tried to freeze in place is moving again. After months stranded along the shoreline of Port Austin, The homemade houseboat, known as the Never Landing, has slipped back into the open water quietly, but not unnoticed. Locals spotted the one-of-a-kind vessel easing out of Bird Creek State Park Wednesday afternoon, marking the end of a long, weather-forced pause. The boat, built and captained by Steve Milray of Harrow, Ontario, had been iced in since December. Its ambitious journey towards Chicago put on hold by unforgiving winter conditions. But today, something changed. By mid-morning, whispers began online, posts hinting the vessel was preparing to launch. By early afternoon, cameras were rolling. Photos and videos spread quickly across local social media, capturing the moment that Never Landing broke free from months of stillness. Then came a message, anonymous but widely believed to be from the captain himself, thanking the Port Austin community for its unexpected winter harbor. Now, the question hanging over Lake Huron, is this the long-awaited push toward Chicago or just a test run after a season on ice? For now, the Never Landing is once again living up to its name, drifting somewhere between journey and mystery. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.